Questions for the coaches here today. We now welcome on to the call the head coach of the Hampton Pirates, Robert Punney. Good afternoon, Robert.
Good afternoon, Rob.
Hope you're doing well. Off the bye week, how did you make use of that bye week with your team?
You know, just recovery with some of these injuries, get them, you know, get some recovery with them, and also had a chance to, you know, work on some techniques and fundamentals. Went back to the basics.
First question this morning from John O'Connor. Go ahead, John.
Coach Prunty, on September 15th, your athletic director announced some eligibility issues and suggested subsequently that it affected the football team to a degree. Can you help us understand to what degree it affected the football team? Thank you.
No, just what was posted on the website. You know, I don't have nothing to add to whatever was, but they did have posted on the website. I don't have no additional comments on that.
Thank you.
Your next question from Marty O'Brien. Go ahead, Marty.
Good morning, Coach.
Go ahead, Marty.
Good morning, Coach. Last year you competed well in almost all of the CAA games, but Richmond was one of the more difficult ones.
Thank you, sir.
You know, what do you need to do better against Richmond this year to be more competitive and win?
Rob, can you repeat what Marty said? I can't hear him.
Yeah, he said that Richmond was one of the games. It was one of the few games you guys struggled some in conference play. What do you need to do to have a chance to win on Saturday?
I mean, we got to block and tackle. I mean, they're big up front on the O-line and the D-line. I mean, you got to – they're a well-coached football team. They got two good running backs. You know, once again, I don't know the quarterback situation right now, but, you know, they got good receivers. Number 11 is a good player. Just a good overall football team. We got to be able to stand up to them on the line of scrimmage. It's going to come down to the game of the trenches. I think that, you know, once again, this is – they're big. They're big up front and on the O-line and the D-line. So we're going to have to be able to – just once again, beta stand up to them on the line of scrimmage.
Robert, just looking back at your team off to a 2-1 start, you guys are averaging on offense like 31 points a game. You're leading the league in rushing at over 250 yards a game. What do you like about the way your team has played offensively over the first 3 weeks?
You know, I think each week we're getting better. We're getting better. We're blocking better. I mean, we got two good running backs, you know. Butts and Birds do a good job of running the ball. But, you know, we're young on the O-line. We continue to, you know, progress. And once again, Darryl Bullock and Brad Bussell doing a good job with the O-line. And Trent Borkins is doing an outstanding job with the running backs. We just got to keep improving.
Chris Ellis played some for you last year, but was kind of in and out of the lineup. So as a starter, he's just – really three games as a starter. How have you seen him grow and develop over the first few weeks?
You know, I think he's coming along exactly what Coach Patterson talked about, you know, understanding that just don't make it too big. I mean, you said it yourself. He's only started three games. He just got to, you know, just keep progressing and keep getting better. I like where he's at though. You know, he's starting to, I watched the Howard game and going back and looking at it again, in the fourth quarter, you know, being down 17 points and how calm, you know, his poise. He's starting to play with his shoulders up, and you know, because you can't always win a game with your legs. So, you know, I want him – he's starting to play shoulders up now, and that's what we like about what's going on with him right now.
Defensively, you guys have been solid, especially against the run near the top of the league and run defense. As you've looked at the defense here over the first few weeks, what do you like about – the way your defense has played, and what are some areas maybe that you've worked on during this bye week?
Well, we don't have a lot of great players on defense, other than, you know, Kwasim being the only CAA player. We got to play together, and then that's what they're doing. They're starting to gel. You know, we got to just play solid defense. We got to, you know, I was telling the players the other day, we got to play better with our eyes, and we got to tackle on the spot. And I can see the improvement, but we just don't have, you know, dominant guys. We just got to play together and play smart. They're playing hard, but we got to continue to play smart, Rob.
Are there any guys, either on offense or defense, through these first few weeks. You brought in, as you touched on, you got some newer guys. Who are some of the guys that maybe that have come into your program that really surprised you with the impact they've made?
Well, you know, I've been real happy with the receiver, Paul Woods. I mean, he made a lot of, you know, he made about six catches in the Howard game. And then on our D-line, Jacoby Sharp from Temple, and then King Nance from Delaware. Those guys have, you know, played well for us. You know, they've been a bright spot. And Jordan White, the transfer from the safety from James Madison, who actually came up with the interception to seal the game against Howard.
Your team has played three really tough competitive games. How do you feel like that might benefit you here as you get into these last 8 weeks?
You know, Rob, I don't know. I don't know. I've said from the beginning, you know, the CAA is the toughest FCS, you know, conference in the country. I mean, you're talking about, what, five teams making the playoffs last year. You know, I don't know. I don't see another league being as tough as the CAA, though. The only thing can compare you for the CAA is playing in it. I'm not going to compare another league to the CAA because it's clearly the toughest league that, to me, in my opinion, in the FCS.
Last year, I know you talked about how you felt like you had a really good idea or gained a really good idea where your program needed to be to compete in the CAA. Do you think you're continuing to to make strides in that direction as you get started?
I feel good about where we at. I feel good about, you know, going into the league now. I think we got a broad understanding of what's to be expected in this league.
Do you feel like your guys, I mean, you guys were certainly very competitive in a ton of games last season. Do you feel like your guys go into conference play with the success you've had over the last 3 weeks that they can make, you know, really compete well this year as you get started?
No question. We just got to finish. We just got to play our game, you know, and control what we can. And that's what our guys been doing.
All right, Robert. Thanks as always for your time this afternoon. And look forward to talking again next week.
Okay, thanks, Rob.
All right, take care. Again, for media members on the line, if you have questions for our coaches here this morning or this afternoon, just use